Pasuk says in this week's parsha, Lo sa'ashok esre'acha v'lo sigzo, lo salin pu'las sachir itchad boker. And another pasuk as well in Sefer Dvarim, Biyomoti ten scharo. So this is the requirement to pay workers upon the completion of their work and not to delay payment. And this is a lav of lo salin pu'las sachir itchad boker. And an asay of biyomoti ten scharo. And the Gemara says that one could theoretically violate up to five lavim, lo sashok and lo sigzol and lo solin, and asay of biyomoti ten scharo. And there's another lav that's in Sefer Dvarim for the same idea. The Kesef Mishnah writes, if the intention is that you're not going to pay him at all, then you're in violation of everything of lo sashok and lo sigzol and lo solin. But if you're intending to pay him, you're not paying him right now, you're lazy, you're not getting around to it, so then it's a violation of lo salin, it's a violation of biyomo titen scharo, of the ase, but the other lavim would not exist. So what's the time frame that you have? So the time frame is whenever the term of service ends, so you have the rest of that day or night to pay. And otherwise, that would be a violation of baltalin, and one would not fulfill the mitzvah of biyomoti ten scharo. After that period of time has elapsed, let's say I don't pay that day. So what about the next day? Do I keep on violating? So I already did lo salin. So does it restart every single day? So the answer is on a deraisa level, no, but on a derabanan level, yes. So one would violate an additional issur derabanan every single day that one does not pay. The Gemara derives halachas from the word in the pasuk in this week's parasha, itcha, lo salin, pulas sachir, itcha, ad boker, with you. So the implication is that you have the money. If you don't have the money, so then that's not called lo salin, pulas sachir, itcha, ad boker. One would not be in violation. Similarly, the Gemara darshins that the prohibition is only violated if the worker is toveya, if he asks for payment. If he doesn't ask for payment, so then one would not violate. The Chofetz Chaim has a summary of these halachas. These halachas, by the way, are in Shulchan Aruch, in Chosh Mishpat Shin Lamites, and the Chofetz Chaim has a summary in his Sefer Avas Chesed. So he writes, if the person sort of shows up, you know, at the completion of his of his job, even if he doesn't verbally ask for payment, but contextually he's expecting payment, so then one would violate. The reason one does not violate if the worker is not toveya is because if he's not toveya, then apparently he's okay with the fact that he's not getting paid right away. So if he's okay with it, so then fine. But if in context and in behavior he does want payment, even if he doesn't verbally ask because he's embarrassed, so then one would still violate. There is an interesting Pisrei Tshuva. He writes that when the Gemara says, when the Shulchan Aruch says that if the worker doesn't ask for payment, he's not toveya, then one does not violate. So you don't violate, but it's still usser. What does that mean? If you don't violate, why is it usser? So I was wondering, maybe his point is that it would not be a violation of the lav of lo salin pula sachir itcha ad boker. But it's also not a kiyum of the ase of biyomo titen scharo. You're not paying him, so it's not biyomo titen scharo. Even though it's not a violation of the lav of bal talin. Maybe this is also stands behind something Chofetz Chaim says. Chofetz Chaim says, if you don't have the money, then you don't violate. But he says, but if you can get the money, if you have an outstanding loan that someone owes you, and you can go get that money and then pay him, you're chayev to do that. Why should you be chayev to do that? I would think, lo salin pulasuchir itchad boker means with you, if you have it. If you don't have it, but you could get it, that's not called itcha. So I think what the Chofetz Chaim is saying is that even though it's not the lav of baltolin, but you're not fulfilling the asev biyomo titen scharo, that's for sure what he means in an additional piece where he says that if you can borrow the money, you should borrow the money in order to pay him, in order to be mekayim biyomo titen scharo. That's for sure not lo salin pulasachir itchad boker. You don't have the money. But nonetheless, I think he's talking from the perspective of the asay of biyomo titen scharo. So what about the fact that that most companies don't pay their employers every single day by the end of the day, or every single night by the end of the night? So it's understood, presumably, that the term of service is more than that. There's a week, a month, or whatever it is, that you get paid. But even so, many don't pay exactly on that day. So the Shulchan Aruch writes that if the employee knows that the employer only pays, for example, on the Yom HaShuk, that's where he takes care of all of his bills, on the Yom HaShuk. So then you're not a violation if you don't pay until the Yom HaShuk. So presumably that would be the case as well if there are industry standards that by law you're not late with payment until the 15th of the month, let's say. So then if you pay by the 15th of the month, it's understood that that's not called late, or according to whatever clear and explicit agreements the employer and the employee make. So one would say that it's not a violation of Bal Tullin if you pay according to those understandings. However, if a person is late beyond that, so then presumably that would be highly problematic, and there certainly is room to discuss whether one actually fulfills the mitzvah biyom titen scharo if one pays late, but not later than expectation. Does that change the zman ha kilu, the zman ha piron, so that's called biyomo, or just it's not called bal tullin because it's mechila, or it's understood that a person is not going to pay until then? In any event, something to be aware of that oftentimes people are not aware of. Have a wonderful day, and if people could pick up the chairs, that would be much appreciated.